The second meditation. Verily I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. And Jesus said to him, assuredly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. So this was an interesting one. It was very difficult for me to identify something to talk about. It was not one of the most easy passages because at first I really felt like I didn't really understand the passage. Didn't really understand what it was saying because on the surface it seems a very simple statement. Today you will be with me in paradise. That sounds great. But I really struggle with the word paradise. I struggled with what this said. And then I went into it deeper, and I really found something interesting with it. It was talking about a reply. This is a reply, because if you read the context of it, you have the other two criminals, as they're called on the cross, and we have all the Jewish people out there at the front just saying, save yourself. If you're the Messiah, save yourself. And you have these criminals, as the scripture calls them, and they're not saying that. They're saying, this man is unfairly convicted. He's here right now. He's unfairly convicted. We are justly convicted. And you have a line after this, after they're going through this kind of retort, which they're on the cross and they're being crucified, so they're not really having a long discourse about it, because when you're crucified, you're dying, so it's kind of it's not something you really want to talk about a whole lot. You know, you don't really have the energy to talk when you're being crucified. But he says, and he said to Jesus, will you bring us with you in your kingdom, when you go into your kingdom? And so I really realized this was a reply. And this is kind of something that I felt the Lord was putting in my heart for this meditation. Because as I went deeper into it, I realized that this word paradisio that was being used, it was a word for paradise. And when you go look it up, it's actually a Persian word. And it actually means something close to garden. Very close to garden, abundant with trees. And this kind of just got this imagery in my head of what he was actually saying. He was talking about the garden. He was saying that these people, these criminals, are going to be with him in the garden. I thought that was just an amazing imagery of Jesus as the second Adam. I thought it was just, it was amazing how these two criminals, the last people that you would think that Jesus would be saying, not only will you be with me in heaven, but you will be with me in paradise, in this garden, where all these other Jews are just going about saying, you're not the Messiah, you're a liar. It makes me think which side of the coin that we're all on. You know, are we these criminals that are so wretched that just cry out and say, Lord, I need a savior. I need someone. Or are we these Pharisees, Sadducees, all these people that are just saying, well, obviously I'm always right, and so he's wrong, and we're going to crucify him because he's a liar. And that's just the funny thing to me, is that it really makes me think about, where do we want to be? Which side do we want to be on? Which, this idea of paradise, are we going to be with Christ in there? In Genesis, it says that when God created the Garden of Eden, in chapter 2, verse 9, it says that he placed man in the garden. He placed man in a garden that he had made in the east of Eden, where this is coming to the end of Christ's life. The sun is setting on his mortal life, and he chooses to place not good, perfect people in the garden. He chooses to place imperfect, wretched criminals in that garden. That to me is amazing. I think it's amazing how God brings it all to fulfillment in that. God is a God of order and not of chaos. So I think that's amazing. So my question that I want to ask is, which side are we going to be on? Are we going to boldly declare that Christ is Lord? Are we going to go out, do his work? Are we going to believe like these people did, these criminals on the cross? Or are we going to be like the Pharisees and the Sadducees? It reminds me a lot of the story, the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. And I think this is just a perfect imagery of that. I think this is the actual playing out of that parable. It's saying that these sinners realize they were sinners. They realized it. They weren't special. They probably weren't even Jews. They probably had never heard of Yahweh or Adonai or any of these names for God. But yet, God welcomes them in. And I just see such imagery with this. And I think in my meditation, my point of reflecting on this, that what the Lord has given me on this, is just that, where are we going to be? It's always easy to stand in the crowd. It's always easy. It's always easy to say, oh yeah, crucify him, because everyone else is saying it. But what happens when you're the only one? What happens when you're that man in the wilderness? What happens when you have to make a choice? Will God be telling you, come with me in paradise? Will he be telling you, well done, my good and faithful servant?